side of the house where once a year the extended family would come, and it would be, oh, it'd cover a parking lot. I mean, it was 150 people or more usually there. But that was only once a year. My Aunt Corrine, the one that had the, we found the Phi Beta Kappa key after she died, kept a meticulous record of that. And I mean, it's that thick. It's about everything that happened in that family as long as she lived. Births, the dates, who was at the reunion, whatever was newsworthy. I've got a good bit of documentary evidence of what I'm telling about.
So what would you do at the reunions?
Just visit, mostly. Uh-huh. Men would play horseshoes or something like that. And women would gossip. And
about having to run to get water when you were a child. Mm. What other types of chores did you have to do? And
well,
were there different chores for boys and girls?
Well, there were, but sometimes you'd be unlucky and have to do both of them. I had to get up firewood. I had to bring in the firewood. And it wasn't, our firewood situation was a little bit different from most people's because we had the lumber business, and there were a lot of scraps of that up there, and I could scrounge on that, and so that was my job. The stove wood that Mother cooked with, I had to bring that. We had a cow. I had to milk the cow for a long time, but Mother sometimes had, you know, there was times when she milked the thing. And I don't know how she managed to do that, do everything else she had to do. But people then, in those days, they had to have something. Everybody had a cow, and they had milk, you know, and that was a healthy thing. Everybody raised two or three pigs, and that would be the meat for the winter. And then women canned their vegetables. And made jelly. As a kid, country covered up with blackberries. We'd go out and pick blackberries, and we had blackberry jelly and jam. Wintertime came in mighty handy. That was how we ate and what we ate.
Were the women in any types of like sewing societies, or did they do quilting or anything like that?
Oh, they did. They were, I don't know of any, if there probably were some that mostly it would be in some church area or something like that, that women would get together. There were some people that were expert in quilting. And they'd have the frames and things that it took to do it, and you'd congregate at that person's house. Now, that's another thing, I'm glad you brought that up, you know, without any central heat and the weather getting down in the teens or lower here, it's mighty cold in one of those bedrooms. And one thing I can say, we never slept cold in our life. My mama had us. If those quilts, everything she had, every scrap of cloth she ever had, she saved it. And it sometimes she'd put it together, and she'd what she called piece up a quilt. And then she'd get it big enough to make the top of it. Then she'd get together with somebody, and they'd quilt it. They'd put the batting in it and quilt the thing.